Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for downloading this Consumer Podcast. I am Michael Finney, and we're going to start by talking about the holiday shopping season. And it's not even Thanksgiving yet. I guess the retailers over the years truly have won, if that's what the consumer guy is talking about. But there's good reason for it. As it turns out, retailers were ready for a recession, but they weren't ready for a recession that was going to be this deep. And so they have more higher-end items than they will probably be able to sell. So that means if you're one of the lucky few that are in the market for high-end items or a particular item, maybe you've been saving for that really nice watch, or you're getting married and you need an engagement ring now, now's a good time to be buying. Prices are going to be coming down. They're already down. They may go down further. It is time to start your shopping now for high-end items. On the lower and in the middle, again, prices are going to be very good. I think they're going to continue dropping for the next few weeks. If you run into something that's the exact right size, for instance, you might want to buy now. Otherwise, you might want to hold back and do exactly what the retailers do not want you to do, which is wait and see. Talk about wait and see. The automobile companies here in America have been reporting their losses, and they have been staggering. The federal government is moving in to help them even more. And what that means to you is that these car manufacturers will, at least for a while, be around. And right now, they are looking for sales, and especially the larger vehicles. So again, if you happen to be zigging when everyone else is zagging and you need a truck, let's say you're a contractor or something, you're going to get a great deal. But even on smaller cars, they are not moving fast. There are very few cars that have lines of consumers wanting them. So when you go into deal hard. Companies just want to get rid of these things. Good time to be buying a car, any big ticket item. Now let's talk about firewood and buying firewood. This is, you know, every year we need to warn people that firewood is sold by a cord, and a cord can't fit in the back of a pickup truck. So if you order a cord of wood and the guy shows up at the back of a pickup truck, you should be on your guard, because it's all but impossible. An 8-foot truck bed can hold one half of a cord, while a 6-foot truck bed can barely hold one third of a cord. The state government is reminding everyone to be wary of terms such as face cord, rack, rick, tier, pile, or truckload, as these terms are illegal to use in the sale of firewood. If you need more information, just log on to the state site and check out the information. United Airlines is backing off a fee hike. Let me say that again. An airline is backing off a fee hike. It's the bag hike. The second bag fee for checking the bag was going to go from $25 to $50. Now United says, never mind. And as a matter of fact, if you bought your tickets online, they're going to give you a discount on the first bag fee, which is $15. They're going to give you 20% off, so about $3 back. What we're seeing is fewer flights and fewer flyers. And in September, that meant 85% of flights arrived on time. Now, that is a really good number. So all the cutbacks in flights appears to be making a difference. Making a difference to all those fees being charged for bags. Since fewer of us are checking bags, fewer bags are getting lost. And get this, there are even fewer passenger complaints across the board when it comes to airlines. So apparently fewer flights, more expensive bag checks has actually made the flying experience better. Finney's Friday Free Stuff this week, we have an item from Jack in a Box, the new teriyaki bowls, which are really kind of a back to the future thing. They had these teriyaki bowls for years, did away with them, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, and now they're back. You can check them out for yourself, see if you like them. We also have a free bottle of Cocoa Sea soap. This is all natural. It's liquid. It's supposed to be excellent for your face and hands. You can try it out for yourself and see if you like it. Well, thanks a lot for listening to this podcast. And if you want to catch my other reports, just go to ABC7 News every weekday on the 5 and 6 o'clock news. I also have my reports available on View from the Bay every Monday and Friday. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Thanks a lot for joining me.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.